Are you ever concerned that the youngsters, the schoolboys, are picking up from television, from watching television, some of the vicious play that we've seen in rugby over the last 2 or 3 years?
I was at one stage, and I think you mentioned 2 or 3 years, and 2 or 3 years ago, I thought that rugby was becoming a dirty game, and unfortunately far too many people were seeing the kind of dirty play that there was. I had occasion, you know, to say to a youngster at line-out, 11 years of age, what are you doing with that elbow up there? We don't coach you in doing it. Oh, he said, I saw it on television. Mm. And so I think there's a great onus, Gerald, on all the great players, you know, no matter how famous they are, no matter how competitive they are or committed they are, there is a great onus on them to try and show the game in its best light to the thousands and thousands of young people who are watching.
So how long had you been doing the rugby on radio, where you were the sort of Scottish rugby radio voice?
Yes, I've followed on after Jock Weems, who is a wonderful character, and another fellow for whom I've tremendous happy memory. And then I think about 18 years ago, I was asked to switch to television. I have to say I wasn't awfully keen about it, because I like the simplicity of the radio broadcast, where, as I say, somebody tapped you on the shoulder and you just got on with it.
Not quite like that now, Bill.
So they tell me.
They wear headphones.
The headphones. Now that you mention headphones, I tell you, I'll never forget the first time I had to wear headphones for television. Because, of course, what many of the viewers don't appreciate is that when you're doing your commentary, you have headphones on because you've got to listen to what the producer's saying. He may want to alert you to something. He may want to tell you something. And also, of course, you can hear what the main studio is saying to your producer, and what your producer sometimes is saying to his cameraman, which often is unprintable. And so you have all this going on in your ears. And I must say, initially, it upset me quite a bit, and I didn't fancy it at all. I've become accustomed to it now. Over the years, you learn what you need to listen to and what you can forget about. But initially, I didn't like it at all. And I also had some difficulty in being able just to add to the picture. I don't think really I've achieved it yet. I still talk too much. But I think that initially I tended to talk a lot more than I need have done. And I've had to temper that just a little bit.